So today is the 19th. It's August. It's 2024. And so much is happening all at one time. It makes me remember the time I mentioned that when they finally go for it, they're going to hit us from every single solitary angle at the same time. And it appears that's what's going on. The people in the UK right now are starting to figure out that this is all these immigrants coming in are a serious problem. This is what had me go all the way down to the Texas border back in January, because I wanted to see this for myself. I wanted to make sure that people on YouTube weren't overinflating a situation that wasn't quite real, but it turns out it is. They're flooding our country and every other Western type country like the United Kingdom with people that don't belong there, and all of them are, there's no political asylum. These aren't women, children, men, families. These are all fighting age men. And I literally just posted this video on RFB TV of a Royal Marine from the United Kingdom's military going undercover in a migrant camp. And this is what he had to say recently. Like, I mean, I'm talking a couple of weeks ago.
Now, we have got a TV exclusive with a former Royal Marine. He's an author. He's called Lee West. And he went deep undercover in a migrant camp in Calais. We've got a couple of clips for you. This is the start of his extraordinary story.
Occupied a tent, deep inside. So tonight we met back up with the boys from Chad that we met yesterday on yesterday's update.
Okay, I'm going to skip right to the important part because I can't understand most of what he's saying. And his buddy kind of leaning on him looks a little gay, but I don't think they are. I hope not. At any rate,
there's a lot of people there, a lot of NGOs, No Borders groups, who actually facilitate them getting across. They don't just give them handouts. They tell them when they get to the UK, say this, say that. You'll remember a few years ago, there's a big influx of them saying, oh, I'm homosexual, and therefore I can't go back to my country. It may not be I'm fleeing from war now, because you rumbled me on that one. But you can't send me back now because the UK cares about human rights and I'm going to be persecuted because I'm gay.
So in those camps that we were seeing before, I'm quite intrigued to know, were there loads of women and children as well, or was it mostly men, do you think?
99.8% male, yeah, fighting age males. And we saw maybe one or two women the whole time. What their purpose was there, we don't know. We didn't get to talk to them.
They're just dropping this stuff on the ground to come here and assume a new identity. So that's a little bit scary. From with my military background and seeing the people that are coming across, that male, 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 these are all military age males. People keep saying that. I've got the proof right here.
So there you go. All of these asylum seekers coming to the US and to the UK, I mean, flooding the places and literally taking over, are military age men. These aren't to replace voters. They don't need to replace voters from anybody. Do you see what I'm saying? These are the combatants. These are the guys that are going to create complete and utter chaos and cause the UK, apparently, and the US to go into a civil war, fighting amongst themselves, because all these illegal military age men that are being flooded, they're not coming here. It's not organic. They're being brought here like the Royal Marine. Am I saying that right? Marine. United States Marines. I am saying it right. Whatever. Like that dude said, they're all fighting age men. And they're being brought in and told what to say by NGOs, non-governmental organizations, idiots that are helping these people, showing them exactly what to do, what to say, and how to act to get in. And once they get in, well, it's all... This is the UK just a week ago.
All the brother and sister, all the Muslim brother, all the different religion. We now have a problem with any religion. We respect everybody. We are this masjid here. Give £400,000 charity this month to these people now working, standing here to be in our mosque.
And for most of you guys, unsurprisingly, the mainstream media is making anybody that's doing what I'm doing right now, or anybody that's standing up for their country because we're being invaded and our own governments are facilitating this. our own governments are fugazi. They're fake. They're not real. Who's Donald Trump's allegiance to, do you think? I mean, this guy is allegedly running for president in the most powerful country in the world, blah, blah, blah. And yet, half the American flag and half of some other country? I mean, half of some other country? That doesn't even make sense. But that's where we're at because Trump is a Zionist. They're all Zionists. They're all in and on it. Even in a real world, if I was completely wrong and this guy was totally legit, he can't stop what's already happening. It's impossible. You cannot turn the tide at this point. You see what I'm saying?
I'm president. We will deport the foreign jihad sympathizers and we will deport them very quickly, and Hamas supporters will be gone. If you hate America, if you want to eliminate Israel, then we don't want you in our country. We really don't want you in our country.
So let's take a look at where Hamas is hiding, because this is from August 17. A UN delegation managed to get into northern Gaza for the first time in almost a year. And this is what Gaza looks like. Can you see all the Hamas guys hiding everywhere? I mean, look at that. Plenty of places to hide, plenty of places to organize, to build weapons, etc. Israel has been destroying this place for almost a year. And there have been so many side events going on that people are losing track of this. I mean, this is getting absolutely insane. But you got to remember, I told you, when they finally go for this, they're going to hit us from every single solitary side there is. And here's what some Israeli Americans have to say about their own race. Now listen closely to what he's going to say, because he's not wrong.
We are a people that has been kicked out of every place we've ever lived for 2,000 years. Every single place.
Well, that's kind of strange, isn't it? Why would the Israelis get kicked out of every place they've ever lived for 2,000 years? What a strange thing. Maybe because they come, they infiltrate, and they destroy. Do you see what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. Israel and Israeli people are not the Israelites. They're not the apple of God's eye. They're not the same people. This has all been a smoke and mirrors. And at this point right now, you should understand that. So that's all I can think of. And for those that didn't believe me about the banks, Spiro just posted this. You already have a digital wallet. These guys are ready to do this. This is happening. They're going to destroy the dollar. They're going to make all those ones and zeros in your bank account completely go away from some sort of terrorist event or monkeypox or right wing or whatever. Anything but whatever it is. Do you see what I'm saying? They're getting ready to do this. This is why I've been warning you to turn your money into gold and silver. Out of the entire time I've been telling people about this company, Gold Co., I've only had four people that actually needed my help because they had issues getting a hold of somebody that could help them with their specific situation. And I'm waiting on two answers right now. So if there's any issues with this, hit me up, rjcjr10@yahoo.com. I will do whatever it is I can to make this happen, but do this soon or you will regret it. And I know, throw your gold and silver in the streets. I hear you. But how long are we going to have to endure with the lights out, with no food on the shelves, with no gasoline, where you're going to actually have to barter with people that have been heeding the advice and have been getting ready and who are going to be very reluctant to give over things to you for free unless you want to utilize violence? You see what I'm saying? Gold and silver is the only thing that's going to save you from actually having to resort to violence. I don't want to take anybody out. You don't want to take anybody out, but that's what it's going to come down to. These guys are off the hook. This is literally really happening. So much is going on right now, it's almost impossible to document it. And yes, they are really getting ready to do this. This is amazing. Here it comes. People that are infected will be the people with no symptoms. Yeah. Haven't gotten a cold or flu since 2019, literally. I have other health ailments. But it's just from not taking care of myself when I was younger. It is what it is. But none of them were cold and flus. I told you, I got a sore throat a little bit. And because I was on the West Coast and it was humid and cloudy all the time. I bumped myself over to the desert. Everything went away. I haven't been sick. Have you? You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing about this entire monkeypox is I kind of thought it was going to be only for the vaccinated. They were going to somehow be able to ignite something in the vaccine to cause the monkeypox, because a pox and COVID are two very different things. COVID was whatever you got. Pox shows up. It's a pox. It's visible. Well, I found this and I didn't even know this was a thing. Yes, AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine made with genetically modified chimpanzee virus. But let's explain. Yeah, let's explain. So shockingly, in the COVID vaccine is some sort of a modified chimpanzee virus. What do you want to bet it has something to do with monkeypox? Do you see what I'm saying? And enough people got it that if they turn on the frequencies and that causes the black goo that's inside that vaccine, I know how crazy that sounds, but it is what it is. They turn on the frequencies, they're going to be able to produce this stuff. I'm almost positive, and apparently I'm not the only one that thinks that, because other people have drawn the same conclusion. It just made sense to me, you know what I'm saying? And yes, these are the guys that were coming across the border when I went to Texas in January. If you didn't know about that, go over to Jailbreak Overlander. You can watch me right there at the actual border in Texas, where I videotaped this stuff for myself. Yeah, you notice there's no women or children? It's all military age men. These aren't to affect the votes in any way. These are to create mass chaos. And now we're seeing the two-tiered system where anybody pointing out the obvious, anybody that's a citizen trying to protect their rights and freedoms in their own country is now the bad guy. And the people that don't belong there, there's no laws. There's no laws for them whatsoever at all. They can rape, murder, and kill, and all is well. $500 bail, and they're released. That's insanity to me. I've never heard of such a thing, but that's where we're at. And it blows me away that most... I have to deal with people that are not awake. This is never even a topic. Never at all. Because they don't want to admit that this is happening right now. But the thing is it is happening, and it has to happen before the quote-unquote selections, and it looks like we're right on target for it, man. Right on target. October 2nd and 3rd, I believe, they're having their bird flu conference. Just like they did with COVID, they had Event 201 a month before suddenly it outbroke, exactly like Event 201 laid out. They're doing it again. Be ready for this. I don't know what else to tell you. And one last thing. I'm going to run this GoFundMe for a couple more days, because I said the five top donators, I would come to your house if you lived in the continental U.S., hang out with you for a weekend as long as I got a place to park my truck. Well, it turns out most of the top donators are anonymous, so I'm going to leave this running. If you want to get in on this, hit it. If not, it's all good. It is what it is. I already reached my goal, but anything extra will just end up in the hands of one of my subscribers or whatever. It is what it is. Richie from Boston. For now, I'm out.